This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News. The Wildlife Resources Commission said that Friday's incident involving a girl injured by an alligator at Lake Waccamaw was more of an encounter than an attack. A biologist said it does not appear that the gator was intentionally hunting the 12-year-old girl. She is recovering from lacerations sustained while she was in the water with a group of other children. Wildlife officers confirmed the alligator was more than 12 feet in length. A relative shot the gator and drove it off and helped identify it when the wildlife officer found and euthanized it on Saturday. A half dozen residents of Lake Waccamaw and the surrounding communities spoke out against the proposed Old Lake Road development at Monday's County Commissioners meeting. Developers want to build 4,500 homes near East Columbus High School, making it the largest residential community in the county. Speakers were concerned about the effects of pollution, stormwater, and lowering the aquifer in the lake, as well as traffic congestion and raising taxes to provide services for the estimated 10,000 new residents. A bill in the General Assembly could take away local authority to regulate developments like the Old Lake Road plan, as well as those in southern Columbus County. Senate Bill 205 would transfer authority over planned urban developments to state agencies. Critics are warning that the move could further politicize the regulatory process and would give affected property owners less of a say in what gets built in their communities. A former Bladen County School Board member has been jailed under multiple counts of child sex abuse. Keith Edward Locklear of Clarendon was released on $15,000 unsecured bond. He was charged with indecent liberties with a minor, sexual battery, and assault on a child under 12. The charges were filed in Bladen and Columbus County. We have much more on this story on our website. Two people died in a plane crash near Dothan Saturday. Philip and Cheryl Porter of Spartanburg were aboard a twin-engine Beech that went down after diverting from Grand Strand Airport due to stormy conditions. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. The Sheriff's Office is seeking a driver who allegedly ran over a puppy on purpose Sunday. The incident on Angela's Way was caught on surveillance cameras. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office or file an anonymous tip via the CCSO app. Legislators are calling for disciplinary action against Representative Julie Hafen, who shared video of a beheaded effigy of President Donald Trump Saturday. Officials criticized her for encouraging political violence, especially since the ex-post was shared after two Minnesota lawmakers were shot on Friday. Speaker Destin Hall and Representative Brenda Jones said today that they are looking into what disciplinary actions could be taken against her. Von Hafen shared the video via the X platform after she was in attendance at a NoKings.org rally in the state capitol. Chapman Baptist Church has vacation Bible school starting tomorrow. Now, Wednesday through Friday, classes will be from 5:30 until 8:30 p.m. Then on Saturday and Sunday, from 9:30 until 12:30 p.m. This year's theme is What a Mess. Everyone is welcome. The Farm Service Administration is encouraging farmers to make an appointment with the local FSA office to complete crop acreage reports before the July 15th deadline. Producers will need to provide crop types, use, a map with approximate boundaries, planting dates, and other information. Crop acreage reports are used for disaster assistance, crop insurance, and other benefits. For more information, go to fsa.usda.gov. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.